It's Tuesday. Hello, everybody. I'm Tom Turpeville on this 24th of July. Thank you for logging on to WTAW.com, and here's your sports. Well, 5 weeks from Thursday night, the Aggies will open the 2012 football season in Shreveport against Louisiana Tech. 9 days later, they'll open their first-ever SEC competition with the Florida Gators coming to Kyle Field. When they get to the practice field next week, their focus, of course, will be on La Tech. But last week at SEC Media Days, the press focused on the Southeastern Conference, and players like receiver Ryan Swope, of course, they went along.
The SEC is the best conference in the country. You can tell the best recruits go to, the SEC schools. You know, they want to go play at the highest level possible. It's a great place to go play and try to, play at the next level because, it's in the spotlight all the time. It's just it's a very special conference, and it's an honor to be a part.
While some of the media think it'll be a year or two before the Aggies can contend for an SEC title, Swope says the team believes their time is now.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think we need to necessarily go through a season to get better. I think, coming off a fresh start, coming off a spring camp, we have a good feeling of who we can be and, what we're capable of doing. We've got great talent around us. We've got great coaches coaching us, and we've got confidence. We play with the swagger. We're excited to be in this great conference, but we don't want to be overlooked. We want to be right up there with the big dogs, and it's something we take pride in at Texas A&M, and we're just we're ready to kick this thing off.
You'll hear all the Aggie games, of course, again this year right here on 1620. Well, Penn State did not get the death penalty, but they might as well have. The NCAA slammed the school's football program with an unprecedented series of penalties in the wake of the Jerry Sandusky child sex abuse scandal. The organization fined the university $60 million, vacated all of former coach Joe Paterno's victories from 1998 to 2011, also slapped the Nittany Lions with 5 years of probation and a 4-year bowl ban. The Big Ten says that Penn State is ineligible for conference bowl revenue while serving their 4-year postseason ban. NCAA President Mark Emmert said the Penn State players may transfer immediately without loss of eligibility.
For the next several years now, Penn State can focus on the work of rebuilding its athletic culture, not worrying about whether or not it's going to a bowl game. With the sanctions imposed today and with the new leadership, the university, we hope, indeed, we intend to ensure that that will be the case.
Emmert said the NCAA made the right decision, but it certainly wasn't a happy day.
We feel confident that we're doing the right thing, but no one feels good about this. No one feels like this is a positive a situation in any sense, and I'm sure that includes all the individuals involved here. I'm not going to comment on how I personally feel about individuals here. This is just an unprecedented, painful chapter in the history of intercollegiate athletics.
Paterno's family called the NCAA sanctions a panicked response that punishes Penn State students. A person familiar with the negotiation says that Randy Shannon and TCU have agreed on a contract for the former Miami coach to become the Horned Frogs linebacker coach. Shannon was fired by Miami at the end of the 2010 regular season. Of course, TCU about to enter their first season in the Big 12. In Major League Baseball, the Yankees added some veteran presence and speed to their lineup, acquiring 38-year-old Ichiro Suzuki for two pitchers and cash yesterday, batting eighth in the Yankee order last night after getting a standing ovation from now his former team. He bowed to the Seattle crowd and then got a single. He went 1-for-4, got a stolen base in the Yankees' 4-1 win over the Mariners. Houston Astros continue to be the worst team in baseball. They lost again last night. Cincinnati Reds beat them at Minute Maid 8-3. Rangers continue to lead the American League West. They put it on the last place Boston Red Sox 9-1 last night. Dallas Cowboy wide receiver Dez Bryant's mother has told authorities that she does not want to pursue a case against her son after an argument allegedly turned violent. A Dallas County District Attorney spokesman said the case DeSoto police filed against Bryant includes an affidavit of non-prosecution from the complainant. Police in the southern Dallas suburb arrested Bryant last week after an incident in which he allegedly hit his mother, Angela Bryant. Prosecutors have not said whether they will pursue the case. And the Brazos Valley Bombers didn't play at Acadiana in Youngsville, Louisiana last night because of weather, so they'll play a doubleheader today starting at 6, a couple of seven-inning games. And that's your look at sports, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Thank you for logging on today to WTAW.com.